Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Cassie, if you were the president, we have chewed on this before. If you were the president of your own country, what is the first, maybe superficial law that you would pass? For me, I would ban all wicker in any country. I hate wicker. There it goes. Bye-bye. Nothing good comes from you sitting on wicker.
Leaving those lines on the back of your legs.
Little waffle ass. I think that you should be able to push somebody down once a year. Yeah, specifically it's people that are trying to get on the elevator as I'm getting off.
Yeah.
I feel like you should be able to push it once a year. And I told you guys before, I feel like when somebody like blocks an intersection and you've got the green light, you can't get through because they're in the intersection, you should be able to plow into that car once a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Cassie, for you, if you were the president of Cassie Land.
Oh, it's Cassholvania.
Okay.
That's my town. For me, it is really... don't compare people to other people. And you would think it was a compliment being compared to a celebrity. And it's very interesting how one person's nice can be another person's hurt. And I'm not saying don't do it. I'm not saying I was so offended by it.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't come up to me and tell me I look like Gisele Bündchen.
Okay? Yeah, who would want that?
Don't tell me that.
Ew.
Duh.
That's the thing, is you don't know what that person feels about that celeb. So you may think that's a compliment, and then that person may absolutely hate Gisele Bündchen. So it happened to me the other day repeatedly. This person, I've seen them multiple times, and every time they're like, "You look like Rebel Wilson," and they keep calling me Rebel Wilson instead of my name.
Oh no, that's weird.
Well, they think it's a compliment, and Rebel Wilson is a fantastic actress, and this is no shade on her whatsoever. The thing is, I know why they're saying I look like Rebel Wilson, because I got it when Adele used to be bigger. Somebody told me I look like Adele. Again, phenomenal. And no shade on the body. It's just when I've been working on my body image to be, and I'm feeling good, and then to be compared to somebody who is notably heavy in the media. Again, not bad, but it's just, triggering is too intense of a word, but it just kind of put me in the slump for the day when
off-putting.
I was like, yeah,
because
I'm like feeling good. And then I'm like, oh, I guess I look like Rebel Wilson before. And she's notably is that what people see when they look at me is my weight?
I see.
And so then I get into my own head. And this is very much a me thing. But my thing is, you know, when I got called Adele before, it was from behind. And again, in my head, I'm like, is this what I look like? Is this what people see when they look at me? They don't see me for who I am. They just see, well, there's the fat chick. Let me compare her to the other fat chick. Because I look nothing like Rebel Wilson. I do not think I look like her.
No, you don't.
At all. And she's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with her. But if you had said Bryce Dallas Howard or Jessica Chastain, it's a stretch, but we have red hair. So I'd be like, I get it. But... so in my head, I'm like, cool, all people see when they look at me is fat.
I feel you.
And you know, it's okay. And I got over it real fast, but it definitely dinged like my good mood. And so my thing is, before you tell someone they look like someone else, make sure that they like that person. Maybe don't say it to a stranger.
Yeah. I've got a good one, which I got. What's his name? Patrick Dempsey. I'll accept that one. I think you'd have to be...
I can see that.
Very going very fast in a car and pass me and get whiplash. But I could see that. The one I haven't liked over the years is Robin Williams.
What?
You get that?
Yeah, that's not a good looking dude. If I'm going to be compared to somebody, I want somebody dashing.
Oh, well, I think Robin Williams is a good looking man. I also think like his sense of humor makes him good looking, but I don't think you look like Robin Williams.
No, I've got that a couple of times.
Wow. Really?
Right. You guys?
Well, I would get Janet from The Good Place a lot, but now that I've got Minot's job, I get different ones. So I don't personally hate it, but I have seen it. I've seen this come up a lot. Specifically, I actually just saw a video on TikTok about this. So I had just watched this new series on Netflix called One Day, and one of the main characters, one of the romantic leads, is an Indian woman. And this girl on TikTok was saying, "Stop comparing me to every Indian woman who is a lead in a in a main show. Just because she's a famous woman of the same race does not mean we look alike." Although I will say, the woman in the specific TikTok looked exactly like her. I was like, I can see it for other women. But like, but for you specifically, you do look like that woman.
Okay, Mo, let's hear it. White people have told you you look like who?
It's been quite a few. I'm with Cass on this one. I've never liked it. I've never had somebody say you look like so-and-so, and I saw it as a compliment. Not because I don't like them. I just want to be me. Like, I feel like I look like me.
Right.
That's it. But I got Soulja Boy probably more than anybody else.
I'm pulling
Tommy,
up Soulja Boy.
Take it easy, Tommy.
You should not have told me that.
Okay, you look nothing like Soulja Boy.
I used to get Soulja Boy all the time. When I was younger, all the time.
No.
You don't see it?
Soulja Boy, tell him that F off.
Superman up out of here. I got Soulja Boy and Anthony Hardaway. I don't know if y'all know Penny Hardaway, former basketball player,
sure.
And Nick Cannon. Those are the three I probably get more than anything.
No, what?
Yeah, I don't know. People always say Nick Cannon would play me in a movie.
I don't see that.
Who's that? That's Penny?
This is Anthony Hardaway.
Y'all see that? I never saw that either.
No.
So I think Cassie's got a point. Just don't.
Don't do it. Just don't. No point.
Let's check in with Bree here real quick, because she is wondering if she should try to define a relationship with a guy before he walks out the door and takes another job. Hey, Bree, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I don't mean to cut you short. We just got a couple of minutes here. So what you got going on this weekend?
I'm going out of town, but I kind of hinted to him if he wanted to come, because he knows my sister and her husband, and he's not coming.
Oh, he's not?
No, he didn't. On Valentine's Day, I kind of hinted for him to come, but he never wanted to come. He said he was busy, so I think it's just going to fizzle out.
So initially, you were going to hit us up and say, should I invite him?
Yeah.
But since then, you already got the details that he don't want to come, so this relationship's over?
That's what I'm going to go for, because I'm not wasting my time.
No, good for you. I'm sorry, because I mean, I was the one who said, like, he's the one who's going to be leaving the country. So it's his responsibility to bring up this conversation with you. And the fact that he hadn't, I felt like, you know, spoke volumes. The guys thought, well, he's going to wait till, because, you know, it's still a couple months away, because I know it had gotten pushed, him leaving, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So the guys were like, he's going to wait probably till the last minute to address it. But regardless, you have to think about your future.
Okay, now I remember this. I had forgotten the initial call.
Yeah.
Okay. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys had been going out with each other for how long?
Since New Year's.
Okay.
So, yeah, they've been going out a couple months. He's going out of the country, and she was just like, where is this going?
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Know your worth.
Don't waste any more of your time.
Good for you. You did the right thing. I know it feels kind of icky right now, but self-esteem-wise, you did the right thing.
Absolutely.
It'll pay off in the long run.
He's thinking of himself. Now it's time for you to think about yourself.
Yeah.
I agree.
Thank you for the update, Bree. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.